Move now to number nine on our agenda. This is the bobcat status update and hunting season. And Mr. Andrew Norton is with us today. Welcome.
Welcome. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. I am Andrew Norton, Wildlife Program Administrator. Going to go through, I believe, the next couple agenda items. There were three items in total that need to be voted on. The first will be bobcat trapping and hunting, and then move on to turkey hunting seasons. So, as Madam Chair suggested, agenda item number nine is bobcat trapping and hunting season. This is chapter 410801. This proposal was approved by the commission in the July meeting, and here 2 months later, it is up for finalization. I went through the season structure, but really briefly, we'll go through it again. This is a two-year recommendation. The season dates, it's a little bit longer season for residents, starting December 26th, running through February 15th. Non-residents have a delayed start date to the second Saturday in January and ends the same day, February 15th. The open area in figure one on page 26, that's up on the screen there on the right, shows three management zones, and this is really the main adjustment that you're going to see. You heard from an individual during the public comment session talking about the bobcat management plan. So this was presented by Chad Lehman in March and finalized by the commission in May. And one of the main changes in that bobcat action plan was to have these three management zones. And specifically what they did was they broke out the Black Hills. That was because of some research information we had and very differing land ownership in the Black Hills and obviously habitat types in the Black Hills compared to the rest of the West River unit. There was some, it was guidance in the management plan. It's not exactly thou shall. It's more of looking at some of these ratios and some of these other data that we have and using that to make recommendations. So that's an important thing to note, that the plan is used as guidance, not necessarily will do this recommendation if this occurs. So currently in those zones, East River, it's a limit of one bobcat per individual, and West River currently was unlimited. So individuals could harvest multiple cats. Again, as you heard from the individual today saying that they harvested around 50% of the bobcats in the Black Hills because they were able to harvest multiple cats. So the main recommended change that was in the proposal was to maintain West River at an unlimited harvest, a lot of private land there, and that bobcat population can kind of be more regulated through land ownership, and there's some sanctuaries with private land. Whereas in the Black Hills, 85% public land, the proposal was to limit that to one bobcat per individual. That would be the exact same as East River. There was a lot of discussion, and you can see in the supportive information, information on using this juvenile to adult female ratio from harvest data that somewhat informs the trend in the population. That's going to be an index to recruitment, hopefully year in, year out. If harvest is somewhat representative of that trend, you can see if there's more juveniles in the harvest, that would suggest that recruitment was higher. And alternatively, if it was lower, recruitment is lower. But there's a lot of other data that we look at in addition to just the recruitment rate. As Chad Lehman mentioned a couple months ago, we look at survival data that we had in the Black Hills, and this suggested harvest rate of nearly 25% of females being harvested. That rate needs to be below 10% to have a stable population. So the research done in the Black Hills was suggestive of not only a low population, but a population that wasn't growing. And this is simply a proposal to reduce harvest, hopefully temporarily, to grow the population, to get to a level where we could have maybe more liberal harvest in the future, provide more opportunity. So obviously we all hope that this can be temporary, populations can recover and we can provide more opportunity. But right now that proposal was to limit it to one bobcat per individual in the Black Hills. Following through with some of the supportive information, individuals that this may impact, there were 14 individuals the last 2 years that harvested bobcats in the Black Hills, five in the 2022-23 season and six in the 23-24 season harvested multiple cats. So for all intents and purposes, this main change is going to affect five to six individuals that harvested multiple cats. The department does recommend a slight change from this proposal, and it's just to clarify how that Black Hill zone was described. It was a long running sentence in the original proposal, and our staff attorney helped us edit that rule to make it more easy to follow with bullets in the rule. So you can see that's a slight change to improve clarity. And then we also noted that it was a little bit confusing, the tagging requirements for bobcats. You have 5 days to contact a Game Fish and Parks representative and then schedule a time to get the bobcat carcass in and get that tagged with a federal tag that we use for documenting harvest. After the season, law enforcement staff like to limit that timeline to 48 hours to at least at a minimum notify a department representative, but they still have 5 days. So for example, if someone harvests a bobcat on the last day of the season, they need to contact Game Fish and Parks representative within 48 hours, but they still have the 5 days to set up. You know, maybe it's on a Saturday and they can't get that bobcat into the outdoor campus here until like Thursday. That would still be okay, but they just need to make that call within 48 hours. So if you go to page 27, I believe that's up on the screen, you can see in the third paragraph there, there's just some slight changes there that try to detail that a little bit more clearly. With that, I know that was a lot of information. There were a couple of public comments. You heard one of the individuals come up again today, but otherwise not a lot of feedback on this change. And again, hopefully we can use some of our metrics to monitor it. And then one last thing I would mention is, I mentioned this last time too, is we're trying to use other data as well. And we do have a camera study in the Black Hills here with about 250 trail cameras, I believe, that we're going to use to monitor trends in the future. And I believe a couple of our senior biologists are sitting in the back, Byron Buckley and Andy Lindblom, that are working hard on getting that information evaluated so we can look at trends in bobcats and a lot of other species. So with that, I can take any questions on the bobcat trapping and hunting season finalization and would require action here to on the finalization document.
Any questions for Andrew? Comments? I do have one question, and maybe it's for our attorney. Because we've got some cleanup that was done in here, do we need to adopt this to make it? Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. Thank you for that. So we will need to amend this for the cleanup language that was done. So I would need a motion and a second to adopt the version.
Also move, Madam Chair.
Moved by Commissioner Bartley, seconded by Commissioner White. All those in favor of adopting this amended version, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Aye. All right, so now we have the amended version before us. Any questions or comments on the amended version? We do need a motion to move forward with the finalization on the proposal before us. Moved by Commissioner Beese.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Whitmire. All those in favor of adopting or moving forward with the finalization on this amended version, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? It is adopted. Thank you, sir.